And it's time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth speaks. Dr. Placetka, how are we doing this morning?
Really good, thank you. It's nice to see you again.
Yes, good to see you as well. As we're closing out the month of October, we've been focusing on bullying in our first sets of shows, and we have one more topic that kind of ties in with that for today. So we want to remind folks about this month, October, Bullying Awareness Month, and another topic today about bullying.
Exactly. I'd like to really review, because I've gotten a lot of questions about whether or not a person is being bullied, what they should do about it, how they should respond. I think the very first thing that is really important to pay attention to is it's not just kids. You know, sometimes it's easier when it's kids because an adult can intervene and stop the process. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of bullying going on in workplaces, among adults, sometimes in neighborhoods. It can be churches, hospitals, schools, you know, all different kinds of places where people work, you find bullying.
Yeah, and it might be a bit of an eye-opener for listeners to know that, you know, it's not just kids. Clearly, there are cases where adults are doing it, but it seems like it's a little bit more widespread, a little bit more prevalent than maybe we first thought of.
Exactly. And I think often we miss it because we always think there's something that if it's happening to me, I did something wrong, I should do something about it. Yes, we should do something about it, but usually it's not because you did something wrong. It's very real. It's very painful. It can cause physical, mental, emotional symptoms. It can affect social interactions and relationships because you kind of tend to withdraw because you're afraid, because you don't know where it's coming from. And it affects friends and family members by connection. Just being related to somebody or being in their presence, you can tell that they're in pain, and then you start feeling bad too.
We've talked over these first few shows about the different types of roles that there are in a bullying situation.
Exactly. There's obviously a bully who demonstrates certain behaviors that we can take a look at. There's people who know what's going on, can see it, but are not part of it. And then there's, of course, the target. The target is typically somebody who's very good at their job, has good social skills, and tends to cut other people slack, think that they're just having a bad day and not take offense easily. The witnesses begin to be afraid because they don't want it happening to them. But bullies, of course, they are doing certain things beyond just regular rudeness. And it's not their personality style, because if somebody is mean or grouchy all the time to everyone, that's just how the person relates to the world. These are behaviors that are targeted at someone.
Yeah, and maybe a little more about some of the examples of these types of behaviors, things we can kind of look for to get a sense for who might be a bully or if we are a target of some bullying.
Exactly. And I think it's good to know these, because the earlier you recognize them, the more quickly you can do something about it. So it would look like purposely doing or saying things to make a person feel bad. There could be communications, interactions that are written, verbal, that can be physical, finger pointing, that could be electronic, that carry a negative message. And it hints that you are doing something wrong or that you are wrong, but doesn't tell you how to fix it. It happens often. It happens over a long period of time. So it's not just when somebody's having a bad week. Examples are finger pointing, raised voices, tense looks, dirty looks, false accusations, or sharing personal information that should be kept private.
And then as far as the target and even the witnesses, too, that you bring up, they're feeling all kinds of different things.
Oh, exactly. Emotionally, they feel anxious, tense, depressed, helpless and hopeless. Mentally, they're confused, difficulty remembering things, that cognitive functioning starts going. Mm. And physically, their stomachs hurt. They sometimes have heart palpitations, migraine headaches. And if they're under stress for a really, really long time, whole systems, like even your bones and your circulatory system, can be affected.
So what are some of the things we can do to try to combat this?
Okay, well, I think if it's early on, directly saying to the bully, "Hey, I'm very concerned. We're not getting along the way we used to. Can we talk about this?" Identifying for the bully clearly and calmly what you see, so that you're kind of calling them on the behavior without having to be aggressive, and also expressing a willingness to discuss it. You want that, because you don't want to become aggressive yourself. Sometimes the bully will back down because they think, "Oh, they're on to me," and they'll move on to another target. Mm. But often we don't recognize it until it's gone on a little bit further. So the very first thing, once you know that it's going on, is you need to call it to yourself and to the people who are helping you what it is. You have to say, I'm being bullied. And stop trying to make the bully happy, because they're kind of playing a tune and they just want to see you dance. Mm. What the bully really likes is being able to control you. The second thing is you really want to get healthy. Physically, you need to eat well, rest, sleep. You'll feel like you have to keep trying to do your work better and better and more, but no, you need to get yourself on a routine and absolutely do the things that keep us physically healthy. The third thing is you want to get emotionally healthy. That means you might need medication. When we're under a lot of stress, all the chemicals in our body start changing, and then it makes us feel anxious and depressed, and it's very hard to regulate that without some medication.
Sure.
It's very important, too, that you get professional support, professional counseling from someone who actually knows about bullying. Often, when somebody comes in and they say, I'm anxious, a clinician will try to help a person recognize maybe what they're doing or thinking that is causing that so that they can make the changes. But when it's what somebody else is doing, talking to the target about having what they need to change only makes the situation worse. So you want to seek out a person that knows about bullying and can help you respond appropriately. It's really important to know that there's no shame for you in someone else's behavior. If someone is lying about you, it continues to be a lie, and you should not carry that shame with you.
Right.
I always encourage people when they come to see me in this manner to, like, write your resume. You may need it. You might decide you want another job. But more importantly, you see all the things you know and can do. Because working with a bully makes you think that you are incompetent.
Yeah.
And then if you must get away, just quit. Find another job. If you can't get away, literally protect yourself emotionally. Maybe another department. Have a strong group of friends that will validate what you're doing. But don't waste time trying to change the system or the bully, because they are not going to change. They might change toward you, but that's their way of life, and they're going to find someone to pick on.
Hmm. That's some real good information today and all month long. We hope our listeners learned a little bit more, and that is all the time we have left on today's show. But don't forget, you can submit your questions at safeharboril.com. Tune in next Monday morning for another edition of Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.